Now to introduce Claire Sibille. Since May 2003, Claire has been responsible for standardization of archival description at the Directorate of French Archives, the DAF. In this capacity, she has to control catalogs and finding aids prepared by the French Public Archives, and she is the coordinator of the Working Group for Encoded Archival Description within the French Association of Standardization. I am a rookie to the European community of EAD, and as a rookie, everybody just says, Claire. And they go, ah, Claire. Claire is a graduate of the École Nationale des Chartes and of the Institut National du Patrimoine. Before joining the staff of the Directorate of the French Archives, she worked for many years at the French Army Archives and at the National Archives, the private records section in Paris. And Claire is also the secretary of the ICA section on standards and best practices and a member of the EAD International Working Group. Florent, you're going to present together. Florent, as we know, wasn't born until after XSLT turned out, and he doesn't know a world before XML. And Florent comes to us from the Bibliothèque Nationale de France. Florent is the chef de projet pour l'informatisation, and I didn't know that was a noun. Oh, that's a, I wish we had a noun like this. Du catalogue général de manuscrits des bibliothèques publiques de France, and the presentation on this was magnificent. Thank you. There's more details to that long name. Florent has a DPhil from Oxford in History of Sciences and the History of Medicine, and he also has diplomas in archival paleography and a conservateur des bibliothèques from the École Nationale des Chartes and the École Nationale Supérieure des Sciences et l'Information et des Bibliothèques, and respectively. Please welcome both of our French colleagues.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. I'm very pleased to give this presentation on EAD implementation in French archives. My paper will cover the following points: the background, positive and critical factors, EAD implementation, some examples of strategies and tools. I give a few words about ESC implementation, and then cultural and archival gateways. So French archives began to show interest in EAD very early because it was based on XML. French government adopts XML, and because it was compliant with ISAG. And our first projects of encoding were financed by the French Ministry of Culture in 1999 and then by RLG in 2001-2002. Within the French Association of Standardization, a working group composed of archivists and librarians was created in order to translate the tag library and to develop national guidelines. And it was very important for us, because with this translation, with recommendations developed by this working group, with the setting up of training sessions and of seminars, we can say now that EAD and EAC are well-known standards among the French archival community, and that more and more archival institutions are interested in adopting EAD. One other specificity is that software, proprietary software used by French archives are trying to integrate EAD and EAC. And EAD and EAC software integration should enable French archival institutions to adopt these standards. For example, more than 60 territorial archives use one software, Archaea, which provides features for managing archival repositories, but it also includes a module for building finding aids, which can then be exported in EAD format. And that is the reason why my institution, the Direction des Archives de France, encourages integration by existing tools of EAD and of the standards. And at least the development of collaborative projects will be decisive and encourage institutions with archival holdings to apply EAD. The critical factors. Like in other countries, critical factors inhibiting EAD implementation include the small staff size of repositories, lack of standardization in descriptive practices, multiplicity of existing access tools, insufficient institutional infrastructure, and difficulty in maintaining expertise. And in addition to that, there is a matter of how EAD is used and is applied to the finding aids by French archival institutions. Diversity in how EAD is used has at least two dimensions. At first, the organization of the markup. In this case, placement of EAD elements may be done quite differently by two different archival institutions given the same text to encode. And this variation can introduce unpredictability in the location of certain logical parts of the finding aid. And the second aspect is the depth of the markup. Different institutions may make very different decisions. For example, in the National Archives, it was decided to use the more semantic elements of the EAD. And this may have little impact on display, but can greatly vary results in searching. So several cultural heritage institutions develop practical guidelines in order to complement the national guidelines established by the AFNOR working group. Very different solutions are adopted. And so these critical factors partially explain that French websites making EAD finding aids available are still quite limited. But the situation evolves, and EAD implementation is in full development. You can see on the Direction des Archives de France website the results of a recent survey. In 2008, more than 30 institutions have published on the web EAD finding aids. 2 years ago, there were only 15 institutions, and 20 institutions have EAD encoded finding aids and are and plan for the publication on the web of this EAD finding aids. So very different solutions have been adopted for encoding and publishing EAD finding aids. Original solutions, freeware or proprietary, have been developed for publishing encoding finding aids. The National Archives at Paris and Aix-en-Provence in the south of France use XML editors to encode their finding aids, whereas the territorial archives deliberately opted for a practical approach, using for the encoding of the finding aids an automatic data export from an archival management system, and for the publishing commercial or open source software. This software was selected on the basis of simplicity of use and efficiency rather than flexibility. The first solution of the National Archives uses all of the potentialities of EAD elements and attributes, whereas the second approach aims to produce simplified EAD documents. The EAD elements used by automatic exports correspond to the 26 IZG elements. And another characteristic is the variety of institutions supplying EAD. You have some examples, national, territorial archives, but institutions of higher education, such as l'École des Chartes or the French Institute of Architecture. An example of a strategy of implementation. At the beginning, the most projects were projects of retrospective conversion. And some institutions turned to external companies for this project. For example, at the Archives départementales des Pyrénées-Atlantiques, the encoding of more than 40 legacy finding aids written between the 19th century and nowadays is part of a program of digitization of the collections. And because of the size of the project, an external consultant has been brought in and specific management procedures have been put in place within the institution. And the conversion has allowed the testing and verification of the flexibility of EAD, despite various hurdles negotiated throughout the project, such as the necessity of re-engineering finding aids and standardizing index terms. and also the need for standardizing finding aids across French institutions has become increasingly evident. There are still a huge number of older finding aids which don't conform to ISAG or to the standards and which will be prohibitively expensive to reprocess to the new form. And it becomes clear that a conversion project, in this case a retrospective conversion, will lead the archivist to rethink the production of finding aids and the relationships with users and patrons. Some examples of tools now. The first one is Pliad. I mention it because it is used, I think, by one American institution, the Denver Public Library, and it's an open source tool which was developed by two French companies, enabling us to publish archival finding aids in AED. The first version of Pliad was released in 2003, and Pliad has reached the version 3.0. And Pliad is built on SDX, a search engine and publishing platform for XML documents. And with any search engine, one must define what the searchable units of information are. And in Pliad, these units have to be determined at the time of indexing and not dynamically at query time. And the search results are always contextualized. The titles of its parents are presented also. An example of implementation of Pliad, archive départementale du Val-de-Marne. Perhaps because time is going. In this screenshot, you can see an example of a display of finding aid. On the right frame, there is a content of the finding aid, general overview of the fonds. You can see the producteur. There is a link toward an authority record. And at the bottom, you can see rubrique du cadre de classement, sous-rubrique du cadre de classement. The finding aids are displayed and arranged according to the classification scheme of this institution. And this classification scheme is based on the status of records creators, public, private, state, local administration, etc., and on the area of activity, economy, education, social welfare, etc. And on the left side of the screen, you may open or close the structure of the fonds, and you also may browse the subject index. This is an example of display of results. The search results include the list of relevant finding aids with the number of hits. For example, I did a search bâtiments administrative buildings, and so you can see that there are 100 results in 36 finding aids, and the results are displayed in a hierarchical way, according to the same classification scheme. So users can see how many search results they obtain, in how many finding aids these results are contained, what finding aids may interest them, and how these finding aids are organized within the general collections of an archival institution. Another example, the French Institute of Architecture, created in 1986. This institution holds the archives of over 300 architects of architectural practices, receiving donation and placed on a long-term loan by the French government. And a database presenting all fonds allows browsing through finding aids and searching using a large set of criteria. In this example, you can see that finding aid can include six levels of descriptions, the archival fonds, chapters, objects. It's a specific terminology for this institution. It means architectural projects, phases, files, and documents. And the role attribute was used for developing specific indexes. So on the link, you can see different. There are different possibilities for searching and browsing, a list of the fonts that enables users to access information related to each font, a search form that enables users to do multi-criteria searches, a simple search, and at least you can use different indexes, geographic names, sectors, and in the future, type of architectural objects. And the search results are sorted out by font and by references of the architectural objects. And you can see that the relevant units are contextualized. Another example of tool, Mnesis, which is a proprietary system. It's a very recent tool. It was developed last year by a new French company. And it's a full web software dedicated to archive services, to capture, author, describe, and categorize, store and retrieve EAD, XML, finding aids. This is an example of institution which chose software Mnesis in order to manage all the data processing sequences of the finding aids in accordance with EAD and with ISAG. And the main features of the search interface are full text search, extended search, search within the file plan of the repository, and the results are displayed in their context with a minimum of contextualization, the scope and content of the finding aid. Now a few words about EAC implementation. EAC implementation in France is still limited because the DTD is still not stabilized for different reasons. The names given to the text are complicated. The DTD obliges the creator of a record to respect a given order of elements and because of the problem of links between EAD and EAC. But there are some examples, a national database which gives access to the description of photographic collections, and there are examples of EAC authority records related to these photographic collections describing photographers. In the National Archives at Aix-en-Provence, they are developing a production tool for authority records, and in some territorial archives. At least, I would like to speak about example of gateways. With these examples, you could see that EAD is mostly implemented in online applications of individual repositories, but there are also few established services offering federated access, which start to implement EAD. This example is a gateway which was developed by the French Ministry of Culture, and this national portal gathers many different resources from archives, museums, libraries, and heritage institutions. And different techniques are used to enable anyone to search across the different databases of this portal through a provisional XML repository, which is generated from data exported from relational databases hosted or not by the ministry and from native XML documents. We use a semantic search engine based not on existing data organization but on full text research with specific features. And I conclude with a project of European archival portal. There is a project, Europeana, which aims to give users direct access to the digitized content of Europe's cultural collections. And the prototype will be launched in November 2008. The digital content will be selected from that which is already digitized and available in Europe's museum, libraries, archives, and audiovisual collections. The archival portal aims at providing access to three types of information: information about archival institutions, information about archival fonds, and digitized documents. We feel, generally speaking, that the portal should not aggregate individual institutions, but as far as possible, existing national or regional portals. And in France, there is a database of cultural services, which includes all public archives. There is data about location, opening hours, holidays, but not specific information about the holdings. But this could be a solution and a contribution to this portal. We think that it would be good to foster the aggregation through the European Archival Portal of national or regional orientation databases. And my country could provide a national database and two main databases of individual institutions in the national archives. We think it would be good to foster the aggregation through the European Archival Portal of national or regional portals providing access to digitized fonds or collections. And we propose that the European Archival Portal be able to harvest French archival resources through the cultural gateway without creating any connection with each individual resource, and add content specific to the gateway, search users help, online training, and so on. The work now, the portal should include the description of the documents and images available in European archives and in other institutions with archival holdings. We are now analyzing and evaluating existing projects. There is a big work of comparison between EAD instances provided by the different countries. We have to define rules and mechanisms for making contents available, to provide a tool for converting, adapting finding aids to EAD, to establish links between images and finding aids, for data harvesting. We have to identify standards to be used to combine all information available with a unified profile and exchange, and we have to create to adapt the existing descriptions to the chosen standards. And at least we have to define a model for proper data exchange, methods for good visibility of archival content. We have to provide resources from the archive domain. We have to develop and implement an interface module or service and for good interoperability, integration, and data exchange. Excuse me, I was too long, and excuse me for my bad English. Thank you very much.